The Obama administration announced plans in the summer of 2011 for the first sale of oil leases in the deep waters of the Gulf of Mexico since the Deepwater Horizon blowout. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar said 20 million acres would be put up for lease, all in the Gulf's western waters, nearest to Texas, Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi. "We have strengthened oversight at every stage of the oil and gas development process," Salazar said. "The sales were an important step toward a secure energy future." The administration also advanced approvals of a pipeline that would transport oil from Canadian sands to refineries in the United States, rejecting the arguments of environmentalists and climate scientists who fear the pipeline will lock in energy-intensive oil production and, by doing so, exacerbate global warming. The president later put the decision on hold. It remained arguable how American ExxonMobil's private empire was, given its global reach and character. Yet in its strategies and systems, the corporation remained recognizably a descendant of the American icon John D. Rockefeller and his Standard Oil, and of all the banking, industrial, and transportation giants birthed by America's Gilded Age, none could look back on a winning streak and a record of durability comparable to those of ExxonMobil's. The more recent heights of ExxonMobil's profitability and political influence during the Raymond and Tillerson eras reflected in part the growing relative power of corporations in the American political and economic system. Corporate profits in 2011 made up a larger share of American national income when compared to workers' wages and small business income than at any time since 1929, when such statistics were first recorded. The United States Supreme Court, in its landmark decision in Citizens United versus Federal Election Commission, reaffirmed in 2010 the freedom of corporations to fund political advocacy. In the years after the Mobil merger, Raymond and Tillerson oversaw more spending on direct lobbying in Washington than all but two other American companies, General Electric and Pacific Gas and Electric. ExxonMobil had evolved into the most profitable corporation headquartered in the United States and one of the most politically active, in an era of corporate ascendancy. On July 28, 2011, ExxonMobil announced its profits for the first half of the year. The total came in at $21.3 billion, a whisker under the amount the corporation reported during the same period in 2008, when it set a record for the most nominal profit earned by any corporation in American history. 8 days later, on August 5, 2011, Standard & Poor's announced the first-ever ratings downgrade of the bonds issued by the United States Treasury, marking them down from a AAA rating to AA+. The Standard & Poor's downgrade meant that ExxonMobil, one of only four American corporations to maintain the AAA mark, now possessed a credit rating superior to that of the United States. Standard & Poor's received intense criticism for its judgment that the American government's ability to repay its lenders might be in any doubt. Yet the fiscal trajectories of the United States Treasury and ExxonMobil had certainly diverged. In 1999, the year that Exxon's acquisition of Mobil closed, the federal government and the corporation each took in more money annually than was required to meet expenses. Their paths then divided. In an era of terrorism, expeditionary wars, and upheaval abroad, coupled with tax-cutting and reckless financial speculation at home, one navigated confidently, while the other foundered. From the day of the Mobil merger closing until the day of the S&P downgrade, the net cash flow of the United States, receipts minus expenditures, was approximately negative $5.7 trillion. ExxonMobil's net cash flow from operations and asset sales during the same period was a positive $493 billion. This is Malcolm Hillgartner. We hope that you've enjoyed this production of Private Empire, ExxonMobil and American Power, by Steve Cole. This program was executive produced by Patty Peruse and produced and directed by John McElroy. Private Empire is a production of Penguin Audio, a member of Penguin Group USA, Incorporated. Copyright 2012. All rights reserved. The book, Private Empire, is available wherever Penguin Press books are sold.